Now women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. And I believe this week we get the third pillar of healthy aging. So good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. How nice to be here. We've talked about the first pillar, which was nutrition and the fuel you give your body. The second pillar was all about being active, making your muscles strong so that you're upright and independent and have a lot of energy. The third pillar that we're going to talk about today is about being social. It's all about healthy aging and social connectedness. What we know is that when you're part of a community, you are less likely to suffer from dementia. You're more likely to stay healthy and independent. And so it's important to learn new things to keep those wires and neural connections growing in your brain and to be connected to what you're doing. Maybe it's a volunteer project, maybe it's a new language, maybe you're learning to work on a team or learning a new skill. It doesn't matter what the issue is, it matters that you're connected, that you care about it, that you meet other people, and that you're all working together. You know, the what is not so important, it's the how and the why. When you work on something that matters to you, you avoid stagnation, you avoid isolation, and those are the enemies of both growth and development. So healthy aging needs you to be socially connected, not a couch potato at home, sitting, watching TV, and being isolated.
Useful advice, clear language, making sense of medical advice, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It can be your GPS to your best health as you age, and you can get it at any good bookstore. And I have signed copies you can order for me directly at 416-504-6777. Thank you, Dr. Brown, and I look forward to the fourth pillar of healthy aging next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.